The Diocesan Evangelisation Team has recently produced a range of leaflets as part of the Year of Faith. Sister Michael, can you tell us a little bit about these leaflets, please?
Yes, as part of our activities for the Year of Faith, we wanted to have something to carry on the impetus of the year, and so we came up with the idea of having these leaflets over a range of evangelising and pastoral topics that would appeal to people and be very handy for them.
Inge-Lise, you've been involved in these. Did you write them or help to write them?
We put our ideas down on paper and we showed our ideas to the team and we changed things. But we soon realised that our own efforts, our own graphics, were not really enough, and we decided then to seek the help of Gavin to lay all the work out.
Thank you. So, Gavin, your company has been helping to make these?
Yes, we have, yes.
You produced them and printed them?
Yeah, we designed and printed them in-house. Obviously, we took on board the comments from what everyone had said, and they've been very bland in the past, not very eye-catching, so we wanted to turn this around and basically bring them into the 20th century and people actually take them away and read them.
That's brilliant. Well, they're wonderful leaflets, and I can see them being used in, for instance, RCIA programmes. Father Michael, what do you think of that idea?
I think that it's very handy to have leaflets for when you're dealing with people, both for the RCIA, because often when you're giving talks and different things are happening, what people need to have is something to take away in their hand that they can look at and read. And lots of people, you know, it's a long time since they've read sort of different things, so you don't want something too long, but something that summarises and gives the ideas clearly and succinctly that can help them. And of course, then they can always come back, having read them, to ask more questions.
There's also the possibility of using them for people who are coming seeking the sacraments, for instance, baptism or weddings. How do you see them being used there?
Well, already I've been using them in the baptism programme that we have, so that when parents come for their second meeting and look at what happens on the day, what's involved in the sacrament and celebration of baptism, they can take the leaflet away, and it gives them the opportunity to see the significance of what they're doing and celebrating. And I'm very conscious that in meeting people in all sorts of pastoral circumstances, the fact that while you're talking to people, you can give them something that succinctly and simply puts forward what we're going to do and what we're going to celebrate helps a great deal for people.
Sister Michael, can you tell us how people can order them?
Yes, we have a catalogue that gives a little blurb about each one, and then a price list. And so the order form and price list are
so it's all by
easily
post,
available.
Isn't it?
It's by post.
Yes, and the order form is available on the website.
Yes.
And I gather a sample pack has been sent out to parishes.
Yes, every parish has had one of each leaflet with a letter of recommendation by the bishop, how the ideas of how they can be used, and an order form and a price list. There is that already in every parish, but individuals may not have seen that yet.
Inge-Lise, I think you helped to design some of the leaflets specifically for the bereaved. Can you tell us a bit about that and how you envisage them being used?
We would like to see them perhaps put in all the benches when there's a funeral in a parish for people, so people who don't normally come to church, and give them perhaps to the when the priest goes and visits, he could give a couple of leaflets to the families.
Mm-hmm. Many of the leaflets, I see, relate directly to the Catholic faith. For instance, there's Take a Look at Catholics, Understanding the Catholic Church, A Catholic, Who Me? How do you see these being used specifically for evangelisation?
Well, it introduces people to the Catholic faith, people who are searching and seeking, and people who just wander into a church and wonder what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And we get asked many questions, and it's handy just to say, well, this will give you a brief overview of what's involved in the Catholic faith. So it's really to meet the needs of those who are seeking.
Mm. So really it would be useful for parishes to have a stock of these at the back of their church,
yes,
to hand out or to give to parishioners, to
yes.
hand out to friends.
Yes.
Mm. One parish has also yes. spoken about the fact that in the new intake of children into their school, they've used these leaflets as well for the new parents as a way perhaps of them reconnecting with their faith, or if they're not a Catholic, understanding a little bit more about the Catholic faith that's going to underpin their child's education in the years ahead as well.
Thank you, thank you. Inge-Lise and Gavin, can you tell us how many people have been involved in the production of these leaflets?
Well, Sister Michael and Doreen and myself, and obviously Gavin is the main person. We went to Gavin's office and we watched him lay things out on his big graphic programme, and it was extremely interesting. We could change colours if we thought blue would go better with a certain topic, then we just say to Gavin, we'll have that in blue, and at the click of a button, it was changed.
So Gavin, you advised and helped and generally oversaw the production of them. Can you just tell us again where your company is based?
Yeah, we've got a small team based in Stockton, 3 designers, 2 web designers. We do quite a broad range of work, ranging from engineering companies to the NHS to local government to sporting industries. And this is the first time we've actually done any work with a church. And it's been quite enjoyable, just a different side of things from the usual things we do. So it's been good.
And where did you get the ideas for these leaflets?
Well, actually, it was as we travel around sometimes, all of us on the team pick up sort of bits and pieces. And for instance, I went into a church and I found a leaflet that was about dear guest for a wedding, and thought what a good idea that was, that sometimes people are coming into our Catholic churches with very little idea perhaps of what church is about. You know, they may have not been to a church very much, if at all, and therefore it is important to reach out to people, that they feel welcome, that they understand, you know, what the situation is there. And that's really how it sort of began. And we shared that with the team and looked at things that other people were producing and said, you know, perhaps we need to be also reaching out as well in this way.
Our own, really.
Mm-hmm. I think there's something like 12 or 13 leaflets, things that you've produced.
There are 11.
11.
We're the 12th one.
But you just looked more with the bookmarks and
four cards.
Yes, 4 cards as well. Out of all those, which in your own opinions do you think would be the most popular?
I think the pastoral ones, the baptism and the funerals.
And the least?
Yeah, and the wedding. Yeah,
the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gavin, what do you think?
Hopefully all of them.
All of them. I'm sure they will. And what do you think?
Well, I think as well as that, I think the ones, I'm just also recognising that the ones that sort of ask those very fundamental questions about faith, they too, I think, will be very helpful in reaching out to people with very little idea about church, just generally inquiring in all sorts of different ways.
I think it depends on how creative people are who are using them.
Yes.
You know, that they lend themselves to all sorts of situations.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could be just left at the back of a church for people to pick up. And that's not as good as people saying, well, we could use them in this way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you were to produce more leaflets in the future, what further topics might you like to see covered?
I think there's an awful lot of other situations where a leaflet can be very helpful, possibly for parents and young people in and around the sacrament of confirmation. Also for parents perhaps beginning to prepare or look at preparing and making a commitment towards their children celebrating their first sacraments of reconciliation and Holy Communion. I think there are lots of opportunities now where sort of people come for the sacraments that they need an awful lot more help perhaps, and we need to reach out to them, and perhaps these are a good way of introducing people to various aspects of other sacraments as well as the ones that we've produced already.
I would like to do a series on prayer, how to pray, and helping people to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already spoken to Gavin about this, and it's almost in the pipeline, isn't it?
Yes,
so Gavin, you're already involved.
We've got it created, we just need to get it designed.
So what sort of time scale will we be looking at for these?
Oh, I don't know, Gavin.
Gavin?
A couple of weeks, I think.
A couple of weeks. Wow, that's brilliant. Thank you very much indeed for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.